All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train,
Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick, gray.
Dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel.
I'm ready.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the greatest podcast ever, the Carpooling Podcast. We are your hosts, D-Train and Christopher Lloyd. I hope you guys had a Merry Christmas.
Oh, shit. Is it that time?
It is that time.
You're hearing this post-Christmas?
Post-Christmas, baby.
Fat bellies and all?
Yeah. And we're listening, and we're recording this pre-Christmas.
We have our Christmas snacks with us.
Yes.
We got beef jerky, Ike's, other unmentionables.
Yep.
Now?
Yeah. So we're going to be munching on food, so
it's
people.
It's a Christmas edition.
Yeah, so fuck off.
Okay. You ever watched Gordon Ramsay, where he has the chefs compete to see who's the boss?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay, they do this one segment where they blindfold all these master chefs and they have them taste shit with their blindfolds on and they never know what it is. Like, literally, it's like chicken, they're like tuna, or like strawberries, and they're like a fucking a tomato. Like, it's crazy. So I just thought of this. There's five fucking flavors. You secretly give me one.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you
what color it is.
Okay. No, there's six. There's lime. What else?
Lemon, strawberry, lime, and orange. Cherry.
All right. I'm going to fucking close my eyes. While driving.
Yeah, we're stopping right now.
We're at a stoplight. Okay. Right, now make sure you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you right now. Oh shit, that is hard.
Is it hard?
Yeah. Okay, hold on. That's gotta be orange.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotta get rid of
okay.
that.
Okay, it's gonna turn in like 3 seconds.
Okay. Okay. Oh, is that lime?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fucking easy.
Yeah, but it's
run
candy.
This show.
It's candy. Right?
Yeah.
Candy, hey, like candy has that fake taste, like, yeah. It tells you that cherry tastes like cherry candy, but cherries don't actually taste like that.
Yeah, that's, they do the exact taste that your brain knows, so, yeah, you're right. All right, well, anyways, I'm better than everyone that's ever been on the show, and that's the end of it.
Fuck those guys.
Yeah, they suck.
So they couldn't really, like, just eat, like a chicken leg?
No,
and they can't understand.
Crazy, man.
Really, eh?
Like, it's so, they'll be like cheese, and they'll say, like, something crazy. I don't get it.
Potato.
Yeah. But I guess with the blindfold and the pressure, I don't know. Because isn't half of taste smell, too? You got to smell it. Are you mixing
I don't know.
Beef and candy at the same
well,
time?
Well, I took too much when I was doing the test, and I was like, I can't put them back in there. I'll have my hand juice on them.
Oh, shit. We got Alberto?
Beef jerky. Where did you score these?
I was peppered with gifts.
At work?
Yeah.
That was nice of you.
Except for some of my best people who got me chocolate. They fucking know I don't eat chocolate.
Yeah.
They know that.
Yeah.
They know me like 10 years. Oh, well.
You don't eat chocolate.
I guess they care about their family and
right.
not me.
Right.
The shame of them.
Yeah. Well, most people like chocolate.
That's true.
Right? Like, I like chocolate. But not too much. Like, I'd rather have, like, penny candy.
Oh, yeah.
Or like Sour Patch Kids. Way over chocolate.
Yeah, I like the keys too.
Yeah, sour keys, delicious. But when it comes to chocolate, like Christmas chocolate, like Lindor is delicious.
Okay, I got some of those for you. I could have brought you a handful.
Ferrero Rocher or something.
I do like
shit.
Those.
Those
I
are
like
pretty those. Tasty. Yeah. They're like a salty sweet kind of thing.
They got crunch in them.
Yeah, those are good. I like those ones better than the Lindor ones.
Yeah, me too.
But Lindor Classic Reds,
and
damn, they're tasty.
They have a full blast hazelnut in the center.
Yeah.
Lindor might too, though.
Yeah.
You hear my chomping?
No, I don't know. You kind of sound far away. Sometimes it trips me out. No. Did it move? Maybe that's the reason.
How about now?
Yeah, that's better. Here, one second, guys.
I am sick, so that might be something.
All right, Derek should be back to normal sounding, I think.
All right, I'm back.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah, you sounded far away, and I was like, sometimes like I'm like, maybe I'm just hearing funny, because like I hear in the headphones, and then you're right beside me.
Oh, yeah.
So sometimes I hear funny. But that time, my hearing was on point.
I'm in the back seat.
Yeah, I'm driving.
Yeah.
Sometimes I drive. I don't like driving your car because like...
don't even tell me.
No. What? I just get scared. Like, I get scared driving my own car.
I thought just because it's taken care of in such degree that
no.
you'd be afraid no, to make any mess of it.
No, I just say that to poke fun at you.
Yeah.
But... Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. Like, people are fucking retarded when it comes to driving, man.
Yeah.
And they don't fuck around.
It's gotten worse.
Yeah. And so I'm worried that, like, you know, something will happen. And then I got to show up to your work and be like, yeah.
Honestly.
I need to get you a new car, man.
Yeah, that. But if it was just like, oh, there's a ding here, yeah. I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
But if it was like, I don't have a vehicle anymore, then yeah. I have to worry.
Yeah. And then you get my ride.
You'd be minivanning my ass in.
Yeah.
It would be brought to you by the minivan.
Yeah. You'd have to control the audio.
Until something happened.
Yeah.
Until you got a new one.
You got a new Christmas ride with your big-ass Christmas bonus.
I've always dreamt of getting my stepdad a car for Christmas because he bought me my first car.
Oh, yeah?
It wasn't a lot of money. Like, well, I guess it was, actually. It was probably like $6,000, so that's a lot.
A lot of money.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I always wanted to repay that.
Mm-hmm.
But just not physically capable or financially capable of doing that right now.
Yeah, it's hard.
One day.
That's a lot of money.
One day.
Like, it's a thing you gotta save up for a few years.
He,
and then get it.
His favorite car is a 57 Chevy. And if you look up the ones that aren't, like, fucking showroom quality, they're actually pretty inexpensive.
Really?
Like, I'm talking, like, $2,500, some of them. I'm sure they need some work and shit, but...
Whoa, really?
Yeah, so it wouldn't Whoa. Be impossible.
Yeah. How does, like, the E-test for those things work?
I don't think it's mandatory if the car's a certain age.
Yeah?
You're grandfathered in.
Yeah, that's sweet, then.
Also, totally off topic. Remember how I said how shitty... Yeah, it's hot. How shitty that movie was with Adam Sandler?
Mm.
He signed a deal.
With who, Netflix?
The next three movies he releases are Netflix releases.
Yeah.
And people are like, we have to watch three more of these fucking movies?
Well, you don't have to watch them.
Right.
But I can't believe they gave him that much money.
I know.
That's a lot of money, man.
I guess they just... like, because, you know, every year they do the who's the highest paid... per, like, the shittiest shit they bring in.
Yeah.
It's been him every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you read it too.
Probably. Yeah.
Now it's Johnny Depp, whatever.
Yeah, he's the highest overpaid actor. But yeah. Johnny Depp actually has some skill.
I hate him.
You don't like Johnny Depp?
No.
What's your beef with Johnny Depp?
I guess you say he has skill. I know I've seen the odd movie. To me, he's just the same character in every movie.
Right.
Like, even if it's, like, way different. Like, what's that, Rum Diaries?
Yeah, but... That's about Hunter S. Thompson again, though.
What was the other one? Oh, Fear and Loathing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. I don't know, man.
So those were like the same character.
Like
they're supposed
Sweeney,
to be.
Todd, and like.
Right.
And like
Tim Burton style.
Yeah, and like every fucking pirate Caribbean movie he's in. Like,
right, but he's the same character in those.
I know. I just can't see him in another movie and not see Johnny Depp.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like, kind of like Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
You're aware he's playing a role.
Yes. That's the problem.
You don't get lost into the
character. No, it's Edward Scissorhand, anything. It's just him.
Right. Yeah, no, that's a fair beef. Yeah. I understand that.
I'm not saying I don't enjoy half of the movies he's in. I do.
Yeah.
Like Blow.
Right. I even forgot about Blow.
Yeah, they're good, but I can't get past him.
Yeah. You think Blow would have been a better movie with somebody else?
See, I can't even say that with certainty.
Yeah.
But...
because that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah,
it was a
great movie.
Yeah.
No, I fucking own that somehow.
Yeah.
I don't even know why. I think someone got it for me for Christmas one year.
Yeah. No, that's a really good movie, man.
Yeah.
That's ownable.
I just like... I really like the fucking Bobcat Goldplate.
Goldthwait?
Or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I like that guy. So
yeah, he's in there.
He's in. It's pretty good.
Like, yeah, he's only in there for a little bit.
Revenge of the Nerds and that.
Yeah.
And all his stand-up stuff's funny.
Scrooged
again. Great.
Yeah.
I like that. There's another one, too, where I think he was with John Cusack. And John Cusack had to, like, he was in a movie where he had to win a sailboat race. And it all came down to him making one shot, like a basketball shot at the end of him getting this ball into this hoop,
right,
and the sail taking off and him winning. He played in that too. Yeah, I wish I knew the name of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if anybody knows the name of the movie.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good movie, that.
Yeah, that, I like Bobcat too. He was crazy back in the day.
He stopped
like when
the
he had his voice.
Voice.
He stopped the voice and he calmed down and now he's like a respected filmmaker.
Is he?
Oh yeah, yeah. He makes lots of good movies.
What, as a director?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Writer, director.
Cool.
He made some documentaries on like Sasquatch and a documentary called Call Me Lucky.
What's that about?
And it's about a comedian who was like the life of this famous comedian. Like he's fairly famous back in the day. And he was like raped as a kid in his own house from his babysitter. Like her boyfriend would come over. And so it's the story of this guy's life and nobody knew about it. And then it came out after. And he tried to capture and bust pedophiles on the internet when the internet was in its infancy.
Okay.
And AOL Online was protecting them. So, you know, it was a pretty good story. I didn't watch it. I just listened to a couple podcasts with them on it. But it's on Netflix. So.
What's it called?
Call Me Lucky.
Okay.
So that he made that. He made World's Greatest Dad, which had Robin Williams in it.
And I've heard of that.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Is that where he takes the boy's writing, passes it off as his own? Yeah.
Yeah, 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 that's it.
Yeah, you told me about that one.
Yeah. So those are the ones that come to the top of my head, but... Oh, and Death by Smoochie?
What is that about? Yeah, Smoochie.
I don't know what it's about, but I'm pretty sure he made that.
Okay, I've heard of it. Yeah. It's like a big purple creature that, like...
I think he was like a child's actor, or like, not a child actor, but like a performer.
Yeah, like Barney.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It was probably a half-decent movie.
Do you remember growing up when they found out the actor inside the Barney costume was black?
No.
And everyone freaked out?
Really?
Yeah, this was back when racism was somewhat
apparent
prevalent.
In the 90s?
Among adults.
Yeah. We don't want the black guy touching our kids.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It's not like Barney's creepy enough, man.
Yeah.
He was black, eh? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was like a big deal.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, because everybody thought he was white.
No, yes. He's a fucking
purple. He's supposed to be a dinosaur. Yeah,
yeah. It doesn't matter.
He's supposed to be imaginary.
Could be anyone under there.
Yeah.
That's what I never understood. Okay, you just saw, not to keep talking about Star Wars, but you just saw the new one. Who fucking cares who's underneath Chewbacca's wig?
Why, are they making a big deal?
No, but like he shows up to all the conventions, and he's like, I'm Chewbacca, and everything. You're a fucking guy in a mask. You could be anyone.
Right.
I don't know who, like... You know, like if you died, they'd just put someone else in the mask. Who cares?
Yeah, that's true.
No
I suppose. And it works both ways. Like Darth Vader.
Exactly.
Nobody cared about that guy, right?
Yeah, like he was a white guy. And then it was James Earl Jones.
Yeah, they took him out, took out his voice and just used him in his suit.
I guess he couldn't be black, though, if Luke's white. It wouldn't have made sense.
Yeah, and plus James Earl Jones was too fat. Right,
to fit in the suit
and play Darth Vader. Darth Vader was pretty, you know, he had some moves.
Yeah, true.
He fought, at least in the later ones, not in the first one.
No, I did this, I was reading this study. You know how you get a guy is that like, I know a guy who's heavy set, but he's fucking doing hockey like every other day, baseball. Like he's so active. I know he's healthy, but he's just heavy.
Right.
And I always figured, you know, I'm like somewhat skinny. But I'm not healthy at all. I just play video games all the time, right?
Uh-huh.
And they actually... So I figured even though I look healthier than him, he's actually really healthy. But I was wrong, man. They did a study and slim people that have a sedentary or whatever you call it lifestyle are actually live longer than heavy people that are really active and athletic.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Probably because you don't have to carry as much stress on your body.
Could be that.
Doing your shit, right?
Anyways, I'm going to live forever, bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
New study.
That'd be cool, I guess. I don't think I'd want to live forever, to be honest.
Yeah, I've thought about that too. Vampire. Would you accept the bite?
Of a vampire?
Yeah.
Nah. I don't think so.
Watch everyone die that you love.
Yeah, and then you gotta like suck blood.
That too.
That's the only thing to get your rocks off, and you gotta sleep in dirt, turn into rats and shit, bats. Dude. And then if you get found out, they gotta hunt you.
True.
But I mean, you can get away pretty quick. That's what I never understood. They fucking go after Dracula. I mean, I know they like psych him out and get him when he's sleeping. Oh wait, never mind. He has to sleep in his coffin. So once they find that out, yeah, then they could go kill him.
Yeah, they go get him when it's nighttime.
When he's in his coffin.
Or daytime, I guess.
Yeah.
That's so like the show Gargoyles.
Right.
The cartoon. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I love the concept of like the castle knights protecting them in the day, and then them protecting the castle knights in the night.
Right.
Until they turned on them one night.
Who are the guards?
Yeah, the night. That's why in the show Goliath is like one of the only six or seven left, because they got turned on.
Oh yeah.
And the knight smashed them up at night or
when they were sleeping.
Yeah, he was too high up and survived.
Yeah, I don't remember that show at all. I only watched a little tiny bit of it, yeah. I think.
Okay, that was a good show.
Yeah.
There was no DuckTales, but it was right up there.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was like around the same time as like Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah.
When good cartoons were starting to be made with like actual story and shit.
The funny part is the main protagonist in that is played by number two, STNG or whatever, Star Trek. You know number two? You said growing your beard, the guy grew a beard.
Right.
It's that guy playing the enemy.
Oh, okay.
But only they draw the cartoon to look identical to what he looks like in real life. So it's basically him being the enemy.
Oh, so he's the bad guy.
Yeah, he's the voice, but they made him look like him too.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty much cartoon number two running everything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'd like to be immortalized in a cartoon.
Yeah.
I think that'd be pretty sweet.
Did you ever try to get in those contests where they'd put you in a video game? Or they put you on an episode of The Simpsons or something?
No.
Yeah.
It would be cool though. Like the South Park one, I remember the South Park one. And they were like true to their word.
They put the guy in?
Yeah, they put the guy in. Just some random guy, he comes up and he says like a few lines.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't important to anything. Like it was like completely random out of place. Like just like, God damn it, throw him in there.
Yeah, that's good though.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah, that would be cool. Because like that South Park would be a good cartoon to be on, because that show is probably going to go on for like fucking 15 more years.
Yeah, it could take Simpsons out.
Yeah.
Longest run.
Yeah, I always wondered like if the Simpsons are going to go, you know, because like...
I wonder too.
I don't know if they're making money still or what.
Wouldn't they be?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know anybody who watches it, at least in our age, like my age group.
No.
Nobody watches it
anymore. Should be the next generation, right?
Yeah, maybe. And I don't even know if they watch it. Like... The whole episodic TV is almost dead, if you think about it, right?
I would say so.
Now you got to release it all at one time.
There's people in my work going to have a party when Fuller House comes out. They're all going to go to one guy's house.
And watch it?
And watch the whole thing.
A bunch of grown men watching a show for my daughter's age.
All girls.
A bunch of grown women watching. Yeah. I guess that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Daughters. That guy was on a cell phone. It's funny, like at nighttime, if you look, it's hard when you're driving, but when you're a passenger and you look in the cars, you can just see cell phone reflecting at people while they're driving. And you're like, you're crazy, man. Like, you're going to kill somebody.
You might as well be drunk.
Yet I do it sometimes.
Me too.
I really try not to, though. Like, it really is pretty dangerous. Or if you get busted, man, like imagine you like look down at some shit and then you look to the right and there's a fucking cop just staring you in the eyes.
It is so hardcore of a fucking fine too.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even playing anymore.
Yeah. No, it ain't fucking around anymore.
I mean, a grand, man.
Yeah.
And that's just the start of it. You lose points too.
Yeah. Yeah, all your insurance goes up and shit.
That stuff where they put you in a game and stuff, you're just talking. Do you ever play Borderlands 2?
No, I never played those games.
Okay, well... In Borderlands, it's huge open world, kind of, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a sanctuary where you go, and it has your vault and everything, and everyone goes there to meet and everything, right? Well, some guy who was, like, the fucking Borderlands head fan was going to die of cancer, right? Right before, like, Part 2 came out. And they put him in the game, and he only spawns in the sanctuary one out of every, like, 300 or 400 times you enter. You can find him walking around as just another civilian, and his name is actual kid's name who died of cancer. And if you finally find him and talk to him, he gives you a rare gun that only he has. So he's like totally immortalized in this game.
Yeah, that's cool.
Why not go now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought that was nice of them guys to do that.
Yeah, that is cool.
I guess Star Wars did the same thing with that.
With that guy. Yeah, yeah. Who showed him the movie?
Good for them, though. At least he got to see it. He wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. I was curious about like what happened there. Like, did who brought the movie, and like, how much shit did he have to sign?
A lot. I read that. Yeah, he had to sign some shit.
And the guy can't even like stand up, and he had to sign like 45 papers.
Yeah.
The last ounce of his strength just like, to see Star Wars. He died like a couple weeks later, didn't he?
They probably interviewed him to see if what really type of guy he was. Like, listen, man, if we leave here, you're going to die. Like, how are we going to sue you? What are we going to do? Sue someone who's dying? What the fuck?
Right.
So they must have said to him, listen, what type of guy are you really? Like, are you going to ruin this for everyone?
Yeah.
Or are you going to be like, are you a decent guy? Like, you know.
Well, I am pretty sure they probably wouldn't do that. The guy's like dying. Like, people have, I imagine most people when they are accepted death, and that is literally their last wish.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're not gonna be like, ha ha ha. Yeah. Internet time it comes.
I'm ruining it for everyone. Yeah.
He's probably just happy he got to see it.
Yeah, of course.
And see, you know, the filmmakers that made it.
I'm just saying, you can't threaten someone who's terminally ill.
But. Yeah. No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
But I imagine they probably wouldn't even have done that, like said anything like that. They just said, here, you got to sign this shit and you can't talk about it. And he'd probably be like, all right, man, you going to let me see it? Sweet. I didn't think that was going to work.
Yeah. And there's probably like 1,000 cancer people. They should have put everyone. I could do that. I was going to say they should have let everyone in the hospital, the whole wing in.
Right.
Gave them a treat too. But right. I guess to get 10 people to shut up is a lot harder to get one
person. Yeah. And plus it's a publicity stunt.
Of course.
Gets people talking, right?
Yeah.
It helps them out more, well, I guess more than the guy.
Sure, he's dead. What's the matter?
Yeah.
But.
Helps out his family, I guess.
Yeah, true.
Because they were happy that he got to see his shit.
Yeah, sad shit, man.
I would have rather have, like, you know, asked to have sex with a famous person.
They'd have to.
They have to.
They have to.
I don't think they can, but that'd be cool if they did.
Yeah, that's your make-a-wish thing.
Yeah.
John Cena holds the record for that.
What, having sex with people?
No, for granting make-a-wishes.
Oh, right.
He's done like fucking 400 or something.
Yeah. It's like, all right, can you get me like Steven Spielberg? No, but we can get John Cena. All right.
The craziest one I ever heard of. I actually watched a documentary that the kid's in a bit, for only a little bit. You know Juggalos?
Yeah.
Insane Clown Posse followers.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Juggalo Fest?
Yeah.
Once a year?
Yeah.
His fucking wish was to go to Juggalo Fest.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, he that was pretty
got high as fucking kite for like a week.
Yeah.
With all his Juggalo friends.
See some titties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We actually, me and Jessica, we watch the Juggalo Beauty Pageant every year.
Oh, yeah?
It's so stupid, and they're always on YouTube.
Are they gross?
Oh, yeah. Like, fucking beyond.
Yeah. There's never any hot ones.
There's 12, and, like, 3 of them are actual, like, models that don't even know why they're there, I think. And the rest are just, like, something you don't even
people that they just get from the crowd.
Yeah.
Or from the crowd.
Yeah. It's always fun to watch, so we always watch it.
Yeah, it's always a good laugh.
Yeah.
So, obviously, like, the girls they hire win. Or is
audience
that picks?
Ones wins all the time. The audience is supposed to pick, but like this one girl, like her thing was, you should watch it. It's like you have to do a talent portion. It's almost like real Miss World, right? And she just has a bottle of blood, it looks like, and her talent is gore. So she just kind of goes out on the stage, fills her mouth full of this blood, like kind of dances sexily, I guess you would call it that, while she lets like the blood slowly spill out all over herself.
Right.
So that's her talent.
That's a good talent.
Yeah,
sure. Sure. It's hard getting up on stage, so
I
give her
course.
That.
Yeah.
Especially if she's not very attractive.
Yeah.
So it must be really hard for a girl like that to get up on stage. If she might think she's super hot. I don't know.
Well, I have no idea. You have to see it, man.
Yeah.
It's something.
Yeah. It reminds me of this stripper one time who didn't dance. She rapped.
No way.
Yeah, she like moved like she was rapping the song and didn't dance sexy at all.
For the whole time?
Yeah, yeah. For the most part, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did she take her clothes off?
Yeah, she was naked.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Was she mouthing the words or really singing?
Oh, she was just, she was mouthing it.
Oh, lip singing along?
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't seem sexy.
No, it wasn't sexy. It was one of the ones that, you know, the commercials where you don't clap, you clap for the dancers when you, you know, you really shouldn't. Like those funny commercials where they're talking about doing shit that you do because you're a guy, you're a gentleman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like a booze commercial or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
And yeah, it was like one of those situations where you kind of clap because you have to.
Yeah,
when she started rapping, you like look away.
Just because you're grossed out?
Well, it was really weird. Like, it caught me off guard. Maybe it works for black people? I don't know.
Was she black?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a fucking big turn on.
Do you think? I don't know.
It's like my friends up there.
Yeah. But even if you see black movies by, like, all black casts and filmmakers, the girls are always doing sexy shit, moving around sexy. You never see them rapping.
That's true.
And you never, like, slow motion rap, and the guy's, like, getting a boner and shit.
No, we're going to have to consult Tyler Perry on this one.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Why, he sucks.
Yeah, he sucks.
He makes some horrible movies, I know that.
Yeah. I don't know how he keeps getting money.
Dressed up like
I guess
a
people
woman.
Like, yeah, him dressing up as a woman, playing, what's her name? Matilda? Medina.
Right?
I don't know. Okay. I have no idea. I know it starts with an M.
Yeah. Matilda?
Matilda.
No, that's that witch or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he gets the black crowd in.
Yeah, I can't
make the
imagine.
Money. What, getting the black crowd in?
No, just like, oh, fuck. That's what, like, he's the go-to guy when you think of, like, for us, by us.
Right.
And it's like, he sucks.
Don't you think of, like, Spike Lee or...
Yeah, I forgot about
Malcolm
that.
Malcolm X or the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
N.W.A.
That fucking guy got arrested.
Who?
Guy who bought the album.
Oh.
And they had to put out, the FBI had to put out a release saying, we don't have the album. Stop bothering us.
Right.
Because they arrested the guy, right?
Yeah.
They figured they must have confiscated the album.
Right.
But they didn't.
He put it in a safe somewhere.
Yeah. So Bill Murray doesn't get it.
Yeah, that's funny how they're like, anybody can take it back and release it. It's like, what? Is this real? Anybody of the Wu-Tang Clan or Bill Murray?
Bill didn't even know.
Wow, I imagine it was fake. Did they ever follow up on it?
Yeah, it's real. It's in the clause. It's a legal thing.
I know, but I read that. But they, all the ones that I read said, this is just what they say. That nobody actually from the Wu-Tang Clan came out and said that that was in the clause, actually.
Oh, I don't know.
This was just like this story going around.
Oh.
And then nobody actually, like, there was no official quotes from anybody other than, like, the people who wrote the stories.
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Yeah. You gotta be careful, man, on the internet.
I know.
That shit fucking, everybody's fucking lying on that shit.
Like that main post today on Reddit about the ripped up Christmas card. You didn't see that one?
No.
It was number one. It was like a Christmas card. It was like, look, I found a ripped up card on the subway today, and I pieced it together, and this is what it said. And then it was like all the things taped together. It was like, oh, yo, you have a drinking problem. It's okay. And all this nonsense.
Right.
Like to make a big thing. And it got to the front page. And then the second guy just like wrote, don't believe everything, whatever. And then ripped that up and taped it back together.
Yeah,
like, here
right,
you go.
Right, right.
Like, it's fake, man.
Yeah. Yeah, anything they get on the front page.
Yeah.
Get some followers on the internet. Fan base. Because like people sell those accounts, right? Like people with good karma and shit.
Oh, sure.
Like high karma.
Yeah.
I guess the high karma is like what, more believable? I don't know.
Yeah, they caught a guy trying to market himself to different companies. Like say Nutella wanted some viral thing, and he was submitting all his karma and all the proof that of who he was, and he was a big deal on the site,
right.
And trying to solicit himself to companies to advertise for them.
Right.
But he got caught.
Yeah.
But I'm sure others have done it and got away with it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, they say, oh, I'm a big deal. Like, I can get you the whatever followers or the views on the internet. Sell your shit.
There's some game guys that stream live gaming, make a couple million a year.
Yeah, there was a guy who made $12 million, a YouTuber.
Fuck's sakes.
$12 million a year is
who
what he
makes.
Who
pays them? How does it work?
That's the gaming guy. What's his name? Dopai Me or whatever. And that's just from YouTube.
But what? How? Who's
ad revenue?
Oh, okay.
You put up like they play commercials and shit
on your video.
Yeah,
like, the one that you skip at the beginning.
Yeah, but like people with so many, like say he gets, I don't know, 6 million views a video, he'll have a video that is unskippable. So they have to watch it. So that's a 30-second advertising that 6 million people are watching.
Wow.
You know, so that's where he gets all his money. From
does
YouTube, anyway.
Does he say who he wants, or does YouTube attach the thing to him?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's like a, they use like Google Ads, right? So it's whatever you're looking at on that computer. So whatever you like look on the internet, like, oh, I might buy this video game, and you check it out on Walmart or like EB Games or something. Like, you know, you ever go to websites and there's advertisements for shit, and you're like, hey, I was just looking at that.
It only happened to me once.
Yeah. It happens all the time. So it's that kind of shit. Whatever you're looking at.
I looked up a wedding ring once when I thought about proposing. And for like fucking 3 months, everything I went was wedding ring, wedding ring.
Yeah, that's the way it is on the Google ads. So that's what they use.
Okay.
So it's just whatever based on what you're looking at.
Fuck. So it's tailored to the individual?
Yeah.
Holy, that's smart.
Yeah.
Shit. What's this world coming to?
Yeah. Anyways, everybody. This is a short episode this week because of Christmas, and it's actually me who is not going to be carpooling on Thursday. So anyways. All right, everybody. That is it for this episode of the Carpooling Podcast. First, I'd like to apologize for it being a short episode. It is the holidays, so just, you know, be a little grateful that we get episodes out. We'll have another short episode coming up next week. Again, I apologize, but hey, they're free, so don't complain. First, I'd like to thank ratherunique.ca. Go there, check out the media work. If you need anything done, photography, video, message me through the site info@ratherunique.ca and wait for a reply, get a quote, and then mention the podcast and you'll get another 10% off, which is sweet. If you play on Xbox Live and you want to play with D-Man, his Xbox Live gamer tag is TheGrinch54, capital T, capital G, the number 54. Play with me, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter @CarpoolingPod and follow me on Twitter @Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let the world know what you think about the show by leaving a comment. Seriously, it would help out immensely and it would only take a second. Also, let me know through Twitter or messages what you think of the intro. I mean, I worked on it last week for a little bit. I'm digging it a bit, so I thought it was all right. So let me know if you think it's stupid. I won't use it anymore, or I'll try to make another one. So send me a message and let me know what you think. Anyways, on behalf of Derek P and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you guys for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, and we'll have lots more for you guys in 2016. Take care. Bye.